I want you just for a moment to look out the window and notice the sky and the trees and the grass and the birds, all things. All things came into being. The Bible says God spoke and the world was formed. We don't know what that word was that God spoke, but words have power. And we were created in God's image. The power of the written and spoken word can create, can destroy, can cause kingdoms to rise and fall. A woman went to the doctor's office where she was seen by one of the new doctors, but after 4 minutes in the exam room, she burst out screaming as she ran down the hall. An older doctor stopped her and asked her what the problem was, and she started to relay her story. The older doctor marched down the hallway to that new doctor and he demanded, "What is the matter with you? Mrs. Terry is 63 years old. She has 4 grown children and 8 grandchildren, and you told her she was pregnant?" Well, the new doctor didn't look up at all, but he said, "Her hiccups are gone." Paul wrote to the Corinthians, the Christians at Ephesus, in chapter 4:29. He said, "Watch every word you say. Don't let negative words even come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, what builds others up. Each word is a gift." Our words have this tremendous ability to heal or to hurt others. And we can speak life or death with our words. I can remember when I was a child and I was looking at the Ten Commandments thinking, boy, I got this knocked out of the park. I don't murder. Well, my grandma reminded me that when you hurt someone with your words, you murder the spirit. It made me look at things differently after that. The Bible tells us that a tree is recognized by its fruit. So if you see lemons, what kind of tree is it? Lemon tree. If you see a cherry, what kind of tree is it? Yeah, you guys are good. If you see a mountain ash tree, you see a lot of drunk birds. Well, you get the picture. A tree is recognized by its fruit. So how would your speech identify you? This is the fruit that comes from you. Would it identify you as an encourager? Would it identify you as someone who is so in love with Jesus and Jesus' people? Would it identify you as someone who knows the Word of God? On the other hand, speech can identify someone as a gossip or a rumor monger, or might identify someone as a self-proclaimed judge of others. Could be your words could identify a person as a whiner or complainer. And the power of the word can cause divisions in the family and in the church. Because whether we like it or not, or whether we realize it or not, people hear what we say and even how we say it. And they identify us by it. And our speech, the scripture tells us, identifies the condition and the contents of our hearts. In the book of Luke, Jesus points out that for out of the overflow of our heart, our mouth speaks. That's interesting. If my heart is filled with good, my words and actions reflect that. If it's filled with bad, my mouth and my actions reflect that. It's pretty simple. I remember a coworker of mine who did a really good job of identifying this by saying, garbage in, garbage out. In other words, if we choose to fill ourselves with what is holy and what is pure, that takes root in us, and it flourishes, and it comes out. And that's what's going to be an identifier for us. In Matthew 12, 36 and 37, Jesus warns us that for every idle word you speak, you will give an account in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. That's scary. That, to me, is really scary. Because we all know that the tongue is hard to bridle. I think about that sometimes. You know, it's not like, oh, I know some people who died. Well, we're all going to walk through that door. It's not just some people walk through the door. We all are going to do it sometime or other. And someday, we all have to give an account. Well, it's something to consider. Our words are so much more powerful than we realize. And you know this. You know that through simple words, you can change somebody's day for good or for worse. If we say something at all to someone, that has power. You know, I look at, for instance, this young driver. When I was in driver's ed, I was thinking, oh boy, I can't wait to drive a car. I can't wait to do this. And this is a rite of passage, and I'm so excited. I'm going to take all my friends. We're going to go. And the driver's ed instructor said one thing that sobered me, and that was, when you get those car keys, that's a lot of responsibility because you are driving a weapon. Yes, it can do good things. You can go from place to place. But it can kill. So be very careful. Those little innocent car keys have a lot of power. And so do our tongues. If we say something that doesn't build someone up, if we say something that harms another human being, it can create a deeper wound than a physical injury. How many of us have heard something someone else said about us and took it to heart, and it has affected us? And maybe we still carry that scar. Words stick. When I was in middle school, I was teased relentlessly. Had a nickname, Bozo. And it was because of the color of my hair and the texture. Humidity was not my friend. And for those that have seen me over the summer, you know that the hair starts to go like this. So by the time I was a freshman in high school, I was starting to dye my hair and straighten it. I didn't want to be teased. It hurt. There was an elderly man who had a serious hearing problem. For a number of years, his family tried again and again to convince him to get a hearing aid. Now, finally, he relented. He went to the doctor, and he was fitted with a pair of hearing aids that allowed him to hear 100%. So he could hear words. A month later, he went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must be so delighted." And he said, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet." I just sit around and listen to their conversations. I've changed my will 3 times. What we say reflects the contents of our hearts. It's like a treasure chest. Each soul, each one of our souls, stores up attitudes and ideas and wishes and agendas. And from this storehouse of feelings and emotions and ideas, we pour forth with our words. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he or she. What kinds of things come from your heart and out of your mouth? If we slander others, what does that say about our heart? We unfortunately also have the capacity to speak death. When we hurt someone with our words, essentially we are killing their spirit. Our tongue brings with it, like the car keys, a lot of responsibility. We could crucify someone's self-esteem. We can essentially crush and destroy another person with just our words. We're not perfect, but once we understand the power of our words and how what we speak can come into being, and what we speak comes from somewhere deep inside, we can begin to understand our deep and desperate need for God to work in and through us. There's no way of bridling our tongue except through God, through Jesus Christ. That's grace. That's grace. What we say can build people up. Our words can also heal. Our words can heal the wounded. It can be like balm, like salve for a wounded soul. We can restore. We can give life to someone whose flame may be just flickering. We can encourage. We can edify. We can give hope. That's a treasure, to give someone hope. Our words can be like cool water in the heat of the desert. They can bring relief and respite. When people hear what you have to say, do they have a better day? Do your words move people to become more hopeful? Do your words move people to believe in themselves and look at themselves differently? Do your words move people to have a greater hope and trust of God? We want to grow our church. We want to be inviting and loving and welcoming. We love it when guests come and we say, would you be part of our family? We want people to find Crossroads so they can develop a life-transforming relationship with Jesus Christ, something that will lift them in this world. What we say can draw others to Christ. We have such power. Paul urged people to let their speech always be with grace and seasoned with salt. Such speech conveys concern and kindness and respectfulness. It makes people want to hear more. As you speak today, picture in your mind that you have this enormous capacity, the ability to choose each word so carefully, like throwing darts at a dartboard. We want to hit the mark, not throw darts aimlessly because someone's going to get it in the eye. But we have that power and capacity. Did you know that you had such power? Today, dear friends, you have the power to make these choices and to speak life into another. Amen.